How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is episode whatever the heck. I don't know. But
it's the next one after the last one.
Yep, that's a fact. And this one, we will be talking about places that we want to travel before we die.
Correct.
But before we get into that, we are going to do our words of the day.
Words of the day.
Words of the day! Okay, so... do you want to start? Do you want me to start? Do you want to rock, paper, scissors it?
Let's do that.
Let's rock, paper, scissors.
All right. Because you know how good I am at that.
Okay, wait. Are we going on rock, paper, scissors, or is it rock, paper, scissors, shoot?
On shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Tie.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Let's go.
Who won?
I was rock.
And I'm scissors, so you beat me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. You said you were the king, and you don't even know the rules.
I'm the king? I did not.
You said, oh, I got this.
Okay, that's a little different than
you
the king.
You didn't got this.
I didn't got this.
All right.
You got this.
So, wait, does that mean I'm going first or you're going first?
I guess you won. You get to go first.
So I get to choose.
Oh, you get to choose.
I'll go first.
Wow.
All right. So, my word for this episode is based.
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 Okay. Is it a negative word?
No, it doesn't. No, it is not.
Okay. Based. Is it an action word?
No.
Okay. Is it like, that's bogus?
Not quite.
No? A little bit? Not quite. Okay, based. It probably should be used in a sentence.
You want it in a sentence?
Yes, I would, please.
Alrighty. So, I will say this. Elon Musk, it's just official this morning, Elon Musk bought Twitter.
Are you sure? Because I just watched it today and they were in negotiations still.
It was just released like a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
He officially bought Twitter and that's based.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, but...
That's awesome.
You're just saying the same thing over and over.
Give me a new sentence.
I just gave you a sentence, Mom.
Okay. That is...
It's not like that is. It's based. It's not like that is based. You're just saying based. You can say that's based, but...
So it's not like... It's not like...
That is cool. It's not like that is cool. It's like...
Cool.
It's like I something.
I love it. I don't know.
Technically, yeah, I agree.
I agree.
But it's usually towards left-leaning politics.
Okay.
So it's also the opposite of cringe.
And cringe is like...
Like...
yucky.
Yeah.
So it might mean sweet.
Yeah, it's like, I agree.
Like,
that's
sweet.
Cool.
Sweet. Okay.
Alrighty. Let's get into yours.
I kind of had it. It just was a little more gregarious than
I guess I was just waiting for you to say, I agree.
Well, I didn't get there.
I guess you didn't get the word then.
Yeah, you're right. Failure.
No, not a failure.
All right, my turn.
Mm.
This one I think should be easy.
Don't,
assume.
What's the word? Don't expect more.
Okay.
So I may not get it.
That's what I'm trying to say. I think you will.
Well, I don't even know where to start. Have you said it yet?
No. Maybe that's why you don't know where to start. Okay, so my phrase of the day is a cold day in hell.
Okay. Well, I'd assume... Well, hell is hot. So I'd assume cold day in hell means it's kind of okay. Because if hell's not hot and it's cold... Is it even hell?
It's... No.
Exactly.
No, it's not right.
Oh. Okay. So, okay.
Try again.
I'll try again. So, hell is hot. And it's cold in the day, on this day in hell. It's cold on this day in hell. Cold in hell. Wait, what's the... Can you say it again?
A cold day in hell.
A cold day in hell. Okay. Is it like the absolute worst of the worst?
Nope.
Like if it's cold in hell, there's something wrong.
Not exactly. Nope.
Huh. Can I get a sentence? Well, or
yeah, it'll.
Can I get an example?
I'll try without giving it away. It'll be a cold day in hell before I go to that show with you.
Like when pigs fly? There are so many things that you have for like when pigs fly.
Yes.
There was a different one.
See how easy that was?
I literally didn't get it.
I know, but when I use a sentence, it makes it so easy.
That's because supposed
no,
to.
No, your sentences don't make it easy.
It's because our words are abstract as
Because your
shit.
Words are words.
Okay, yeah, and yours are sentences.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't like losing. And there you have it.
I like winning.
Yes, you do.
All right. Okay. So let's get into this episode, because this episode is quite fun. We are talking about where we'd like to travel before we die.
Absolutely.
Also known as our travel bucket list.
Absolutely.
So do you want to go like back and forth and back and forth and back and forth?
Yes, I think that's a great idea.
Since I started with the word of the day, do you want to start with the place?
Sure. Okay. Not in any particular order.
Okay.
One of the places I'd like to go to is New Orleans.
Mm.
How fun would that be?
That'd be super cool.
Right?
Why do you want to go there?
Well, there's lots of reasons. There's street music. There's Mardi Gras. I mean, Mardi Gras would
be like one of the biggest events of the
year. Awesome. Be awesome. But then there's other things. Like, there's this one thing that's a haunted ghost, voodoo, and vampire tour. How awesome would that be?
That sounds kind of cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Oh my gosh. And then there's the Garden District, which is supposed to be amazing, and the French tour. The French Quarters tour, which I would love, 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 love to see. Because it's so cool looking. I would just love to go there.
And we were watching the originals.
Yes.
And it's based in New Orleans, and the area is so cool.
So cool. I would love to go there.
My first one.
One of many?
What?
One of ones? I mean, not in any particular order.
One of
your favorite ones. Yes.
Okay, yeah, one of my ones. It would be, let's go with Rome.
Rome, okay.
So
what
I
do you
want to
see there?
I would want to see the Colosseum.
Yes.
That's just a dream of mine, is to see the Roman Colosseum. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, I guess like in movies, in film, the Colosseum has always been like a really, really interesting part of my...
I'd love to see that.
Like, attention.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's the Pantheon, which is... Do you want to help me describe this?
Is that the building that has all the columns?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it?
It's huge.
Yes, but in the front of it, it's column after column after column. Is that what it looks like?
Yeah, that's the one.
Let me see. Yes. So, I believe it was grade school, when I was in grade school. So maybe fifth grade, sixth grade. Our grade school went up to sixth grade. And I had picked that building for some kind of project. It was so long ago. And my father helped me design that building on like poster board. And he's an architect. So it was spitting image of it. It was really
Do you have
awesome.
Any pictures?
No, I wish. It was, I mean, I was a kid.
You should have kept all your school
I
projects.
Don't know that they ever took a picture of it. And if they did, I didn't get it. But that was really wild. So that's a cool building. Anything else there
so
you want to see?
The direct translation of Pantheon is Temple of the Gods. So that's really cool. The other thing that I want to see is the Vatican City.
Oh, yes. That would
that
be cool.
That is like one of the most densely populated areas. And it's like where the Pope lives.
Yeah. I think my parents went there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
To me, it's just so cool. It's like its own city.
Yes.
Inside a city.
Yes.
So, Rome is a country, no? No. Rome is in... Okay, Rome, the capital of Italy, as well as the largest city.
So.
So I would want to go see the Colosseum, the Pantheon, and Vatican City. That's my first travel place. What's your next place?
My next place is Egypt. Because I want to see the pyramids,
mm-hmm.
which would be amazing, which would blow my mind that they're just built.
Yeah, to me, the hands. Idea of the... By the what?
Hands.
Yeah, or by, like tools.
Well, but like...
By human power.
There was no technology. Power. Exactly. To me, that would be amazing.
I think they used a lot... So, to me, how the pyramids were built is...
Blows my mind.
Is incredible.
Right. It blows my mind. I need to see that. I would love to see that. I would also love to see museums there. And I want a camel tour. I want to be on the back of a camel.
You know what that sounds like?
What?
A camel tour?
You're awful. Don't do that.
Falafel.
You're falafel.
We're keeping that in.
And I want to see the Sphinx.
Mm.
That would be awesome. So it's this structure that has the face of a female, the body of a lion, and the wings of a falcon.
Uh-huh.
And it's like...
Its nose was chopped off.
Possibly. I don't know that part. But it's for this presence of, you're not going to get anything by that thing. You know, it's gonna stop you in your tracks.
It's so cool.
I would love to see that.
I've seen it in like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I want to see it for real. So that's my second one. How about yours?
My second one would be Machu Picchu.
Oh, Angela went there.
Awesome.
She climbed it.
Cool.
Machu Picchu would be awesome.
It's also known as the Lost City of the Incas.
Mm-hmm.
And it is pretty much a mountain. Mm-hmm. Then on top of the mountain are these structures that are like giant ancient temples.
Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
They're all built by like the Mayans and the Incas. Yeah. Well, I don't know the difference between Mayas and Incas. I think there's a war between them.
Well, I don't know, but they're just different
early civilizations.
Sort of races of, not races, but
early civilizations.
Like different cities, but not cities. You know what
people.
I mean? Different peoples.
So
different
civilizations.
Areas. Yeah.
Anyway, that is my second place.
That's awesome.
Pretty much, okay, Machu Picchu is pretty much just, like, the temples.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing really else, but it's a huge hike.
Right.
And...
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super excited. If we ever go, that would be
crazy. Well, we should
crazy.
make it a...
A thing.
A thing.
All right, what's your third place, Mama?
My third place is Arizona.
Okay.
I want to see the Grand Canyon, the Hoover Dam. I would love to see those. They would just amaze me.
Wait, what was your second place?
Egypt.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like Arizona.
Kind of like Arizona. It's all dry.
I like dry. Anyway, and also there's this thing there called the... Emerald Cove kayak tours, that it's an emerald cave, which sounds really, really cool.
Do you think all the emeralds have been mined?
No.
I'd love to get a souvenir.
Right?
You know how much...
Oh, sure. Who wouldn't want an emerald souvenir?
Hey, Siri. How much does an ounce of emerald go for?
Check it out.
It's like gold where it ranges in carats.
Yep.
So.
Right, because it's a precious stone.
Emeralds can range from less than a dollar per carat to $100,000 for a carat.
Yeah.
So.
It's the dollar per carat that you get out in the stores when you buy a ring.
They will.
It doesn't cost a lot
of money. So the ones that are like less than $100 will be less than half a carat.
Okay.
Whereas. There was a carat, a full carat, that was $200, but then in the same location, but a different, like, part, because it was a different shade of green
mm-hmm.
and everything, it sold for $1,200. So, what matters is the color, the clarity, and the cut.
Yeah, and the pictures of these caves, it's just, like, glowing green. It's really wild.
Look at that.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Okay, so what else is there to do in Arizona?
Well, there's lots to do, but that's what I want to see.
That's what you want to see?
That's what I want to see.
All right.
Yes. You're up.
All right. My next one would be Cancun.
Yes.
The things that you can... So Cancun is in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And I had a friend go to Cancun in an all-inclusive vacation in an oceanfront resort, which I don't think we've ever stayed in an oceanfront resort. Besides the first time that we went in Fort Florida.
Sanibel Island, yes.
Also, you can go scuba diving.
No desire here.
What? You've been before.
Not scuba diving. Snorkeling, not scuba diving.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No desire. No.
I'd go snorkeling.
I have a fear of going under.
I'd go snorkeling.
The water and drowning.
I think I meant to say snorkeling.
Yeah, snorkeling would be cool.
I don't know much else about Cancun.
It's supposed to be absolutely beautiful. It's
very nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I have a lot of tropical areas.
Yes.
On mine, just because I really, really like being in warmth and like the sun.
Yep, me too.
What's your next one?
All right, my next one is very similar to my previous Arizona. It's Colorado, but for a little bit different reasons. So with Colorado, I want to see the Red Rocks.
Oh, true.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know people think they're just rocks, but oh my gosh.
But they're red.
Nature, I love nature. Right. I want to see that. I want to see the Rocky Mountain National Park there. And one other thing I think would be fabulous are the hot springs.
Uh-huh.
I love to go to a hot spring, right? How cool would that be?
Yeah, it's like
in the middle of nowhere.
Jacuzzi.
It's just a spring, right? So, Colorado.
Hell yeah.
I've been wanting to go to Colorado for a very long time.
That was one of
my initial ones. Why, you got Colorado on your list?
No, I'm just saying. No.
Yes, please join
I don't
me.
Have the literally the
we,
only...
We have not... duplicated yet.
I don't have any of yours, I don't think.
This was cool.
But I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know yet, and I wouldn't either.
So yours was Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
My next one would be Bali.
Oh, yes.
Bali actually has a lot of temples, which for some reason, I like temples and churches and cathedrals. Mm-hmm. They're super fun to go inside. Obviously, beaches. I love the beach.
Yep.
They also have an active volcano.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That
sounds
cool. Scary, but cool. Mm.
And jungles.
I do want to go to the jungle. I really do, but it...
Welcome to the jungle.
Yes. But I don't want all the creepy crawlies on me. But I really
want
to see
like
the
a,
jungle.
Like a jumper.
How about I just wear like a
hazmat?
Astronaut
outfit? A hazmat suit in the jungle?
Yeah, I would love to see the jungle. So, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. There's something about just, like, seeing a lot of green and, like, colors and, like, leopards live in the jungle. That's super cool.
Right. Earth.
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 What's your next one, Ma?
My next one is New Zealand. Right? So
I was going to put New Zealand.
Were you? So, New Zealand, rainforests, which...
It's kind of like a
jungly,
jungle,
right?
Kinda.
I want to see. I call it rainforest. You call it jungle. I'm sure there's.
I think there is a difference between.
Well, there
them.
Is a difference, but I would love both.
I think rainforests are a lot more humid.
Yeah.
Because of
the rain.
Rain.
Yes. So rainforest there. They also have underground caves, which would be really cool. Really, really.
I'd love
cool.
to do some cave exploration.
That would be cool. And here's a big one, in New Zealand. They have Hobbit Town.
The Shire?
Hobbit Town movie set from The Hobbit.
The Shire?
Yes, and you can actually
in New Zealand?
Tour it.
There's a house here that looks like a Hobbit house. Did you know
that?
Yeah,
but this is where they filmed.
That's super cool. They filmed in New Zealand?
That's what they said.
I didn't know that.
Right?
Did they build the set or like...
I think so, yes.
Or do you think it was like already a home for people?
For little people?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I think...
With
I don't
big
know.
Feet?
Little people with big feet. We love hobbits, don't get us wrong.
Yeah, I'm pro-hobbit.
And there's something called glowworm caves.
I know what glowworms are.
I would love
they're,
to see
they're
that.
Bioluminescent worms.
Yes. How awesome would that be?
Yeah, that's super cool.
These are like miracles of life.
Yeah, those are.
I would love to see this.
That's
stuff.
Like in a game that I play called Terraria. Mm-hmm. I play it with like Matt and Seabass and Reese. Mm-hmm. But also, completely off topic. Is that okay? Can I do a little rant?
Yeah.
Matt, Sebastian, Gideon, and me and I started playing Ark Survival Evolved again, and mm-hmm. it's basically about furthering through, starting literally as a caveman, chopping wood and like picking up rocks, and then as you level up, and you level up by like picking up things and like harvesting berries. And there are also dinosaurs. Hmm. So the main threat of this game is dinosaurs. And so you can go from... Once you level up, you unlock skills. So like you can build a hatchet. Or like build a pickaxe. Yeah. And then you can like get more stone per hit than if you were just picking them up on the shore or something. Mm-hmm. And you can build like irrigation systems once you level up high enough. And at some point, you can literally build, like, modern tech things once you're, like, super far in the game. Like, I'm talking level, like, 200. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm level 30. So, like, I'm not even a quarter to 200.
So, on a side note?
Yeah, what's sidebar?
Sidebar. I just wrote a course called Level Up.
I don't get it.
Oh! I wrote a course. Yeah. And it's out there for people...
And what's it about, Ma?
It's called Level Up Pelvic Alignment.
It's about how to align your pelvis.
It's preventing back pain, hip pain, groin pain, tailbone pain, abdominal pain. Yes.
Irregular bowel movements, bladder problems.
The entire
system of the pelvis.
Level up. Level your pelvis.
Level up.
So cool.
And that's what we were doing. We were leveling up. But
I know.
I think we were less... focused on if our pelvises were in alignment.
Yes, I'm sure.
Then if
less
we were going to get killed by a pteranodon.
But the funny thing is I thought I made up the term level up for the course. I thought long and hard about it. I'm very, very particular about naming things that I create, and that one I thought was really cool because you're leveling your pelvis, and you guys use that all the time. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Very cool. Anyway,
level up.
Side note.
All right.
So that was New Zealand.
That was New Zealand. And for some reason, I talked about dinosaurs.
You did, but okay. Cave people and dinosaurs.
True. I think my next... Oh my god, I wanted to do New Zealand. That was such a good one. My next one is going to be 100% is Ireland.
Oh, yes.
Since I was little, Reese and I have wanted to go to Ireland.
Why?
The castles and like our ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
On our dad's side.
And your mom's side.
And mom's side. We do?
Yes.
On your side? I didn't know
that. My grandmother's maiden name was Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Like
Mom's mom.
Yep. That's a very Irish
Lots
name.
Lots of Irish.
And then dad's mom's.
O'Regan.
Was O'Regan.
Yeah.
Wow, which those are two very Irish.
Which is
names.
Your middle name, Regan.
Regan. Mm-hmm. But that was like R-E-A-G-A-N.
I spelled it the way I wanted to.
No, I'm not complaining. I like my name.
Right. So Ireland, why? Besides that, is there anything in particular?
So I want to get drunk.
You want a pint?
I want to live in Ireland, develop an Irish accent.
Live there?
I want to live in Ireland, develop an Irish accent, mm-hmm. become Irish.
Really?
Yes.
You are Irish.
I'm not like Irish mom.
Well, you're not 100% Irish.
I'm
but
American.
You're Irish. Well, but you have Irish in you.
I don't talk Irish. I want to talk Irish.
Okay.
And drink pints of Guinness.
You would hate Guinness.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Not if I'm drunk enough. Oh! Sorry. I don't condone underage drinking. I am also talking about when I am of age.
Right.
I do not recommend drinking before the age of 21.
Nor do I. Ever. Is there any other reason you want to go there? Is there anything else to see? Or is it more...
Also...
More your part of your nationality.
The history behind Ireland. Like, the wars and how Ireland is trying to separate, was trying to separate from Great Britain and become their own country, which they have. All right, so I want to, and also potatoes.
Potatoes?
There was a famine in Ireland, and they're all about potatoes.
Wait, the famine is about potatoes?
It was a potato famine.
Okay.
There was a loss of potatoes.
Potatoes are the one food that can keep you alive for a long time. Did you know that?
Yes, because you told me.
My father told me.
I love potatoes.
My father told me in the movie called
Potato?
Astronaut with Matt Damon. I think it was The Astronaut.
I think it's called The Martian.
Maybe the, I don't remember, maybe.
Was it the one we saw?
Was he survived for over a year on just potatoes? And my father told me that when I was a kid.
Is that?
The one food you can survive on is a potato. As long as you have water, potato. I don't know why.
I don't either, but I will gladly eat potatoes for the rest of my life.
I do love potatoes.
So that would be Ireland. You want to do a couple more?
Absolutely.
All right. What's your next one?
All right. My next one is Ecuador.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right?
Oh my God. I completely forgot about the cuisine in each one.
Oh, the cuisine.
Ecuador's cuisine is incredible.
Any cuisine
that isn't American, right? Like burgers. I want to try like Haitian food. I want to try like Japanese cuisines. I want to try like food from like Germany. I want to try like everyone's like signature dishes.
Right, but that's a different topic.
Mm-hmm. We should do like a signature dishes around the world.
Oh, that would be awesome. So.
So what's your place?
Ecuador. The first thing, the biggest thing, the Galapagos Islands.
Oh, that's in Ecuador?
Yep.
Huh. That's right. Ecuador?
Yep.
Oh.
Galapagos Islands. You can see flamingos, sea lions, penguins.
The wild penguin.
The wild penguin. I can't say penguin. What's his name?
Benadryl. Benedict Cumberbutt? Cumberbatch, Mom.
Batch?
Yeah, Cumberbatch.
Anyway, funny story. Look him up.
Yeah.
He couldn't say the word
Benedict penguin. Cumberbutt.
You said Batch.
I did say Benedict. I meant to say Benadryl Cumberbatch.
Benadryl?
It sounds like Benedict. It's funny.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Iguanas, sea turtles, tortoises, manta rays, the blue-footed booby, which is a bird.
I'd love to see boobies,
yes,
dude.
Yes, you would. The whale shark. I mean, I would love
to see
that. I want
to see a whale shark in person.
I would love to see that stuff. So that's the Galapagos. That's Ecuador. Sign me up. What's your next one?
My next one would be Miami.
Mm.
Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305, Miami is in the house. You know, Pitbull?
Yep.
I love Pitbull. But I'd like to go to Miami because of, like...
I'm pretty sure I've been to Miami.
I want to... Okay, so there's this place called the Wynwood Walls. And it's basically this outdoor museum. So the Wynwood Walls, here's a picture for you.
Oh, they're all
It's
murals?
Like an outdoor mural museum.
Ah, yes.
All the walls are painted. I'd love to take pictures in front of those walls.
That's awesome.
And you can also go to different museums. Like there's something called the Miami Seaquarium. Seaquarium? Like aquarium, but it's called the Seaquarium.
Like for sea animals?
Yeah, but sea animals are also are aquariums. So there's this huge botanical garden.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
Called the Fairchild Tropical Botanical Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks absolutely lovely. I also just really like warm water.
Absolutely.
Like when swimming. Mm-hmm. Since I was little, I hated swimming in cold water.
Same with me.
So going somewhere warm and swimming, that's like my happy place.
Yep.
What about you? What's your next one?
My next one is Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
And that is because they have, again, the rainforest and waterfalls, huge waterfall areas within the landscape of Puerto Rico. And the biggest thing I want to see there is the bioluminescence that you can go on a tour at night And oh my God, the whole water lights up. I totally want to see that. Totally, totally, totally want to see that.
Yeah, that sounds like so much fun. I'd love to see like the bright blue lights in the water.
And snorkel with the sea turtles. And I don't know where they are, but I always, always want to. I want to swim with dolphins somewhere.
We almost did. The first time we went to Florida, there were dolphins right on the beach.
Yeah, you don't swim with those. They're more enclosed dolphins you swim with. But what's your next one?
My next one would be Tahiti.
Ooh.
Tahiti is the largest French Polynesian island.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to go to Bora Bora, Tahiti, the Polynesian islands.
Yep.
Just because they're all super tropical and warm. I just really like warmth. I feel I'm warm-blooded, man. As do I.
Mm-hmm. There are things I want to see, but my happy place is the Caribbean or somewhere in the warmth. Yes.
Agreed.
My next one is Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to see the Mayan ruins. That is big on my list, Mayan ruins. And they have tours of Day of the Dead, which is one of my big loves. Right? Halloween's my absolute favorite.
Dia de los Muertos.
Yes.
Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead. And they have pyramids there that I would love
there
to see.
There are pyramids in Mexico?
Yes. I cannot pronounce it, but I'm going to try.
Can I see it?
It's called the Teotihuacan.
Can I see it?
Teotihuacan. I didn't spell it very well. It's right here. It's weird, but pyramids, I'm all over them.
I like pyramids.
I love pyramids. Okay.
My next one would be Maui, Hawaii.
Ah.
I've always wanted to go to Hawaii. First of all, Barack Obama was born in Hawaii.
Okay.
And second of all, there are active volcanoes in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Third of all, Hawaii is just cool, man. There's so much history behind Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard the people there are super nice. The whole society is super friendly and welcoming because they thrive on tourism. So I like being a tourist.
Okay.
I like exploring.
Mm-hmm.
And touring.
Like Dora the Explorer?
I thought you were going to say Dory.
No. All right. My last one.
What's your last one?
My last one's a good one. Iceland.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I was going
to
do that one.
I want to see the Northern Lights.
Also, there are no mosquitoes in Iceland.
I just want to see the Northern Lights. That's what I want to see.
Hell, yeah.
It would be mind-blowing. Mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Just to see in person.
Absolutely. I mean, you can see them from a couple different countries. That one
is the best.
I think seems like it would be the best one. I'm not sure. And the culture, of course, but I want to see those lights. So, do you have one last one, or was that it?
No, I'm all done.
You're all done.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should make we should have a world globe.
Uh-huh.
And we should pinpoint where we want to go.
And where we have been.
And we should just start knocking them off the list.
Like closing our eyes and throwing a dart at it.
Because what's the point of life if it's not seeing it?
If you're not living.
Right.
I think that's a great way to close this episode.
Absolutely.
All right.
You know what that means.
That means we're going to bid you adieu.
We're going to bid you adieu.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Are you having a good day?
I'm having a fantastic
day. I'm also having a great day. Today's been very productive.
Absolutely.
I started today with a pretty sore throat. I still have a sore throat. I've been trying to make it unknown during this episode, but I'd like to make it aware that I am feeling a little under the weather.
Yeah, but he's not left the house, and we have COVID tests. No worries there. He's not going to spread anything.
I've been doing a lot of outdoor work today.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been keeping myself busy. But yeah, we're going to bid you adieu.